Grand Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Television interviewer Barbara Walters has died.
Barbara Walters was a broadcast legend who broke the glass ceiling for women as a television journalist, personality, and producer. First, as co-host of NBC's Today Show.
Good morning. This is Today in Washington.
Then, in 1976, as the first woman to co-anchor a network evening newscast.
Harry Reasoner. Barbara Walters.
ABC paid Walters $1 million a year, a stunning amount at the time. She'd leave the broadcast to concentrate on what she did best, interviews. Then, in 1997, Walters co-created The View, a ladies' gab fest, which she also co-hosted for 17 seasons. Steve Kathe and CBS News.
Walters died Friday. She was 93. A man's been arrested in Pennsylvania on charges of killing four University of Idaho students in November. CBS's Dunya Bacchus reports.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, on a warrant for murders of Ethan, Zaina, Madison, and Kaylee.
The suspect is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and felony burglary. He was apprehended at his parents' home early Friday morning, more than 2,500 miles from the murder scene.
Southwest officials say the airline returned to a relatively normal flight schedule Friday after a holiday meltdown. More from CBS's Michael George.
This has impacted so many people, and I'm extremely sorry for that.
But an apology isn't enough for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He intends to launch an investigation.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has your back.
6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns released by the House on Friday. CBS's Scott McFarland reports on what the documents reveal.
6 years of former President Trump's tax returns reveal he paid $750 in federal income tax in 2016 and 2017, and nothing in 2020, claiming more business losses than earnings.
How is he in a position to pay so little some years, less than you and me, in income taxes?
It's a great question. Look, the tax code is extremely complicated. President Trump has utilized the tax code to his advantage.
Scott spoke with forensic accountant Bruce Dubinsky. Well, this has been the worst year for the S&P 500 since 2008. The benchmark index fell 0.3% on Friday, the last trading day of the year. It ends 2022 down 19.4% for the year. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left-hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood.
It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 16 overnight under overcast skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Chance of snow showers. Lows level off around 27. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday. For you, it is the end of the week for us, and it's cold here in Oregon. It's it was 26 degrees this morning. Woo! A lot going on today and a lot to talk about. What final stage of Reaganism look like? I mean, we're there. And what are we going to do about it? We'll talk about it in a moment. And also, when Twitter bans journalists, does it hurt Twitter or democracy? It looks like Elon Musk is preparing to back away from this. Also, more repression is on its way due to Democratic runoffs. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. If we can get the connection working, and we've been with that this morning, so this is an if. With the American war correspondent who has embedded himself in Kyiv, which was hit this morning by Russian rockets and lost power again. Phil, you know, working on a kind of a prayer and a wish. But if we can get him on the air at the top of the second, he'll give us an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Also, or yesterday, I'll tell you about that in a second. And also, crazy alert, you are going to jail for an NFT salesman. I'll tell you that, and also Trump's latest scam, and some amazing news about it. In the program, Dr. Michael Mann is going to drop by, the hope and tragedy of climate change and COP27 and everything else. It's been a while since with Dr. Mann. We're going to do an extended conversation, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes, and see what he has to say about that and all these kinds of things. I wanted to start out with my opening from HartmanReport.com this morning. And that is titled, What the Final Stage of Reaganism Looks Like. And, you know, remember back in 1981, well, you know, we're not old enough to remember it. I am. And I remember Ronald Reagan giving his inaugural address in 1981. Interestingly, literally the moment he put his hand on the Bible to swear to be sworn in, that was the moment that the Iranian to kill Jimmy Carter's chances to get reelected. Turns out now we know that that was a deal that was cut between the Reagan campaign and the Iranians, and later turned into what we refer to as the Iran-Contra scandal. But in any case, in 1981, when Reagan took that office and then gave his first inaugural address, told us right up front that government was the problem. He said, government is not the solution to your problems. Government itself is the problem. So, you know, basically, he promised to destroy our government because it was the problem. I mean, that was the implication of what he was saying. And so here we are 41 years later, and I think that we've kind of reached the stage, kind of the cancer stage of Reaganism. I mean, just look at what's going on. Violence. Senate, the vice president and the speaker of the House, and Republican president of the United States. They're blowing up power subs from Oregon to the Carolinas. They have embedded themselves in police departments and our military. They're coordinating overseas. I mean, leading up moment was a 41-year political war that splattered the American dream like blood across a dystopian Republican hell. It's the collapse of the middle class. We went from 66% of the middle class when Reagan came into office to 45% today. We hit 49% officially in 2015. NPR commemorated it with a headline, half of Americans are in the middle class. Student and medical debt, impossible to climb out of, has exploded. There's been an explosion of predation from health insurance companies and profit hospitals. We've got political manipulation by corporations and billionaires. There's been an explosion of homelessness, untreated mental illness. And it has turned our elementary schools into killing fields. The question today is whether we as a nation and as a people will recover from it, if it will, as Reagan promised on January 20th, 1981, end the American experiment of pluralistic liberal democracy and replace it with a libertarian neo-fascist hellscape. This all started back in 1972 when Richard Nixon put Lewis Powell on the U.S. Supreme Court. Powell in 71 had written the infamous Powell memo attacking Rauscher and Rachel Carson for kicking off the consumer movement and environmental movements, respectively. He wrote in his Powell memo, examples of the impotency of business and of the near condition in which businessmen's views are held, impedes by politicians to support almost any legislation to consumerism or to the environment. And Powell said, the more rich and big corporations need to get together and take down government, and take control of government. He wrote, business must learn the lesson learned long ago. And other self-interest groups, this is the lesson, the political power is necessary, that such power must be assiduously cultivated, and that when necessary it must be used aggressively and with determination, without embarrassment and without the reluctance which has been characteristic of American business. So a year later, Nixon puts him on the Supreme Court in 72. 1974, Congress passed, or in 71 actually, passed the Federal Election Campaign Act. They amended it in September after Spiro Agnew had to resign because, you know, in order to avoid going to prison for accepting bribes with the vice president. And then it came out that Richard Nixon bribed by the milk lobby and by the Teamsters. And, you know, kind of everything went to hell. And so Congress in 74 upped the Federal Election Campaign Act and created the Federal Election Commission. And, you know, we're going to put some limits on billionaire money in politics. Well, this really pissed off James Circuit. While his younger brother was alive, he was the older brother of F. Buckley, the conservative commentator, if you're older than him. And so he sued. And this Buckley versus Vallejo went before the Supreme Court, and because he was a sore loser, right? Republicans had fought the creation of the FEC and all, and these laws, and they lost. So the senator sued, and Lewis Powell and his friends on the Supreme Court said, back to 1907, the Tillman Act that was passed by Teddy Roosevelt, which made it a federal crime. An imprisonable federal crime for any corporation, agent of any corporation, to give any money or any support to any candidate for federal political office. And then 2 years later, in Mack versus Bilotti, Powell himself authored a decision that said, oh yeah, and corporations, they can. Now, you know, prior to this, from 33 until 81, we had the American middle class like crazy. It was the fastest period of growth in the history of America. In fact, it was our first real middle class. It was the first, what we call the middle class, reached more than 50% in the history of the country. And frankly, I believe in the history of most countries around the world. And Reagan came into office, took that down a notch. He dropped the personal tax rate from 74% down to 25%, dropped the corporate tax rate from 51% down to 20%. For labor, our first anti-environmentalist in charge of the EPA, Crusader as Secretary of Education, our first end times, Jesus will make all things new, in charge of selling off public lands as Secretary of the Interior. He tripled the national debt to pay for his tax for billionaires. Or actually, there weren't any billionaires at that point. Billionaires until after Reagan did all this stuff. The union, starting with PATCO, he gutted federal support to education, kicking off today's student crisis. He froze the minimum wage. He cut federal funds to the poor, pregnant women, and the mentally ill, kicking off today's crisis of homelessness. He encouraged corporations to send our overseas in an orgy of free trade. And as a result, corporate and billionaire money flowed into the Republican Party like a friggin' river. Right-wing corporations bought up radio stations across the country. There's now 1,500 right-wing radio stations in the country. The wealthy people began their office and supporting those politicians who would do their bidding. Professors in their political science and economics and universities across America, right-wing think tank publishers were funded to support them. Billionaires movement to pack our courts, including the Supreme Court. And as I said, you know, our middle class went from being 2% when Reagan was sworn in to 45% today. So what do we do with this? Where do we take? How do we solve this? I mean, for the last 41 years, most Americans haven't really realized what's going on. I think it's safe to say that pretty much everyone now understands what happened. Obviously, the 20% of Americans who are Republicans have no clue. Who they're that, you know, part of them is the top 1%, and they're happy about it. Or maybe the top 3% or the top 5%. I mean, we really have to seize responsibility. We have to step up. I mean, this is my you know, the end of every show, right? It's time for us to get out there and get active, as it were.
Tom Hartman Program.
You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. I only recommend brands to my listeners I believe in, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN does that. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes VPN servers incapable of storing any of your data. Secondly, ExpressVPN uses Lightweight, the new protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. VPN slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use. And for 3 months free on a one-year package. That's exp.vpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series, 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History in the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to the president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary actually won the last election, and common sense things that people reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. Eyes of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It, arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heart of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into solutions, how we get out there and get active. Order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with the book, Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th, in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, 19th, at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 3rd, for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 10th, at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st, in more information is available at tomhartman.com. This book in the series after the hidden history of guns in the Second Amendment and the history of the Supreme Court and the betrayal of America. Order your copy of The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
State of the world and what we can do before it's too late, when Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most of all issues facing our species is encouraging. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, viewpoint original yet ancient. I see our situation in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which is called the most important book I've ever read. But now I will call for equal praise, since the issue here is whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com. You can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out at report.com. Did you know that Americans have elected 8 to the political office? I realize all politicians and arguably all humans are animals, but non-human animals who have been elected to political office. Alaska, most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clark Goad, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. Milton Washington, they didn't go for the mayor, committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston, the mule. And Boscow, the dog, became the Sunol, California. Jinx the cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the cat was the mayor of Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the goat was the mayor of City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartman.com. Twitter. They appear to be mostly people who were actually reporting on, various aspects of Musk or Twitter or whatever that he was unhappy about. Specifically, reporters. Like, written in-depth pieces on this, and then we're talking about them, stuff like that. And he also suspended websites of the people who are tracking his and other billionaires. It looks like he's probably, and people suspended, including Drew Harwell from the Washington Post, Ryan Mack from the New York Times, Donnie O'Sullivan from CNN, Steve Herman from Voice of America, Michael Intercept, former MSNBC was Keith Olbermann. I'm guessing that he's probably reversed this ban, and probably fairly quickly. No other reason that the European Union might end up winner if he doesn't. But you know, what does this mean for the and fate and future of not just also democracy? My sense is that and I've tried to up to this point largely. Musk is thinking, because you know he's his own guy, and I'm my but Twitter does affect all of us. So my guess at this moment, my prediction, as it were, is he's going to have to make a choice between his good brothers, SpaceX and Tesla. And maybe the Boring Company, and his dangerous brand, Twitter. And if he's going to hang on to, which might be his first love, I mean, maybe this is really, really enjoys. Twitter really is a it's kind of an ADD paradise, right? Constant adrenaline hits. If he's going to, my prediction would be that he's going to start selling his stock. He just sold $3 billion more worth of stock in Tesla yesterday. He's going to start selling his stock and become, you know, the king of Twitter rather than the master of all empires. But, you know, can he turn Twitter into something funny? I think it's possible if he goes to a subscription model, which he's about. I think that's actually a good idea. But I also think that he's going to have to be more even-handed on the platform, and Twitter followers since Elon took over, whereas conservatives, thousands, in some cases, tens or hundreds of thousands of followers. That's got to be the algorithm driving things. And so, you know, where does this go from here? Easy answer, I don't know. But I'm not yet quite hysterical. I guess that's the bottom line. And what do you think? What's your experience been? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom program. Call 202-808-9905.
I have, however, I will add, started posting on Mastodon, on Post, and on Tribal, and on LinkedIn. So, what it's worth.
So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best for medical alert devices in the country? If you're income, call our special medical alert hotline. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price, $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved self protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now. 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. No setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 16 overnight under overcast skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy again tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, lows level off around 27. Dry with temperatures well above average, Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-30s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast report is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at Tom.com. And Welcome back. It's Friday. We have a lot we can talk about today, but see what's on your mind here. Ziggy in Oni, okay, Ziggy. Endbribes.com. Endbribes.com.
Yeah, endbribes.com.
Okay. So what's up?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Endbribes.com, yes. Happy holidays. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Catch you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm curious, are you willing to trade your Trump card for my fat Superman card?
He's sold out 4,000 cards. He made $450,000 in 24 hours.
Yeah, I know.
It's like good work if you can get it, right?
Yeah, I should start doing
now. There's some posting, I believe it's over on Daily Kos, suggesting on Democratic Underground, suggesting that because this is all being these NFTs are being run through a couple of weird shell companies, that this company that sell the NFTs actually, while it's doing, it's actually a front for an international money laundering. Now, I read the article. I didn't see any actual specific evidence of that. This kind of implies that, and that kind of implies. So, you know, I don't know, but God only knows what he's up to. I mean, you know, the guy. Board game. It's a licensing deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but anyways, this week you might have one of the congressmen on. Of course, you did, and I'm still curious what's going to happen with Trump's. They've got only 2 weeks to do something with it.
Right.
I've got some ideas of what they should do with it. I'm not hearing anything, and I'm afraid this is something that they're just going to flub up again and not have a spine and nothing while they got a chance.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
you heard it.
I haven't. What the most radical thing that Richard that the law authorizes, the one single person in Congress who has access to anybody returns is that one person, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And this all came out.
The Senate does too. The Senate does too.
Okay, that's possible. I don't know. Came out of a Nixon bribery scandal.
What you were saying.
You'll recall. So, in any case, the most radical thing that I'm pretty sure he has the legal authority to do it would be to simply put them in the congressional record, and that would make them public.
Right.
But whether he's going to go that, you know, a pretty extreme thing, whether he's going to do that or whether somebody on his staff is going to leak or whether they're just down into obscurity, back into obscurity. As the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, no, we'll have to wait and see. All up to Richie Neal.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it, and I just hope that they sign and print them. Actually, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah,
or do with them. You know,
them would be putting them in the congressional record. I think that would be the way to do it. Although maybe they're going to put together a report. I mean, they've got to be running like this has to be like 10 or 12,000 pages of. You know, I mean, there's 500 companies. The job going through them and figuring out what's going on, but you know, it happens. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Yeah. I just don't know. Mary in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I wanted to call yesterday, lady from the Medicare Advantage program called and tell if I could. With you, what has happened to my brother since he went from Medicare to Medicare Advantage?
Sure, go for it.
yep, he's got really bad knees, and he wanted to have some knees, but he was complaining about his $300 premiums on his regular Medicare. So he pulled one of those TV ads and came out and said, "Yep, you." Any more premiums, you can actually cut up your Medicare. And he signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he did is he went to an out-of-network for knee x-rays, got a bill for $700.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went to a doctor that's in-network, and he wants his knees are really bad. He's walking with a walker and yep, physical therapy twice a week, and for at least a month. Physical therapy had a copay every time they went, mm-hmm. so that's $80 a week. So you can figure that out, cost a month. So he was taking physical therapy, but one day he couldn't get up, and he called his wife, and he just. Long story short, he had a broken hip. I don't know how his hip broke.
Yeah.
But I had to take him to the hospital in the ambulance and partial total hip.
Right.
That was fine. The hip surgery went fine, but now his still hurting so bad, you know, that he mm-hmm. can't walk or do anything. Decided that he had to go to a nursing home. And I was just astounded. I said to his wife, couldn't he go to one around here? And no, the only one Humana would pay for. So it was a good hour away, and she didn't really get out there very often because, you know, we're older and couldn't drive. Anyhow, last Thursday, she called and she says, he's still not walking, of course. Because the knees are hurting too bad. And last Thursday, he got a call from nursing home saying, Humana stopped paying. And what? And she said, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I'll have to come and get him.
Right.
And oh, I forgot to tell you about to get from the hospital to the nursing home, she had to pay $200 van for him.
Right. And this out because Humana wouldn't pay to have his knees replaced, right? And they do physical therapy instead. Or because this Advantage plan wouldn't pay for it. Yeah, okay.
Right. So now he's home, and he came on Friday. He's been home a week. He has, and he's still not walking. We plopped him down in his recliner. He eats, he sleeps, and he has not seen a nurse, caregiver of any kind. Today, I
would the solution to all this be just to have a knee
replacement? He's supposed to have a knee replacement, but when he went into his primary doc, they said because of the insurance, he had to do therapy first.
First, and then he ended up breaking his hip. Therapy. Oh my God!
Somehow or another, spontaneous break to the hip. Yep.
Yeah. Easy.
So
okay.
I just thought I was kind of today when I listened to that lady saying, "How can any not want this wonderful program?"
Right. Well, she was a broker, so yeah. For sharing your brother's story, I'm happy to hear it. But it is so typical of the kind of thing that happens. Sign up for Medicare Advantage. Thank you, Mary. Happy holidays to you.
You too.
Thank you very much. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, could I just give seasonal greetings to our friend on the border?
Please.
Julia and Noel, eh?
Okay. Is that French for happy Merry Christmas?
Well, Julia and Noel is Merry Christmas, and he is the generic Kinsey Brothers.
Right.
But in any effect, this being anniversary of COVID immunization in America, and the Florida governor requested a grand jury to investigate the vaccine companies for taking under false pretenses. We suggested maybe the taxpayers of Florida the money if his Surgeon General would just computer and look at a couple of studies that came out week on the effectiveness of COVID vaccine. I think you've mentioned one of them, that they've saved 2 million lives in America.
Right, in 2 years.
hospitalizations.
Yep.
And it works out to a savings of $1.5 trillion.
Productivity to the economy or loss of family members to families.
Yeah. Whether the this...
I saw this... I forget where I saw it, but I'm pretty sure it was just saved medical expenses. But I could be wrong. Anyhow,
you're probably right. And then this came from a Cambridge University Press journal, which has a long and specialized name I won't attempt to repeat. It found that people who have received a dose of COVID vaccine have up to 35% less duration or of long COVID.
That's great.
Being a factor.
Yeah.
So maybe Satan should just have his guys look at the computer and find out what we should be doing about vaccinations.
A fine idea, Mike. I don't think it's going to happen. Crazed right-wing conspiracy QAnon sites.
Yeah, if he can waste the taxpayers' money on promoting his campaign, I guess that would be a cost-effective way for him.
There you go. Yep. Mike, thank you for the call. He's now
QAnon. Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And it's on that. You know, the question, in 2 years, is QAnon going to be the kind of political force inside the GOP that it is today? What do you think? Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, food, veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and your ability. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to martypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Also with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You want an additional text, text stop to opt out.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned List and Gaiman to find out in the new book, Self-Empowerment. Shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your self-empowerment. 9 things the 19th century can teach living in the 21st. Available through Changing Lives Press, empowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
You shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com, goat, and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you... goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritual Gaiman to find out in the new book, Self-Empowerment, 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. They shed on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st. Available through Changing Lives Press at selfbook.com.
One goat. The difference between nourishment and hunger can make the difference between poverty and sustainability. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit O-R, the oldgoat.org. Hunger, one goat at a time.
Floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 9 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. More deals in store while supplies last. Plus, project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidator for you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Being the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simple, free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's. Or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Al in Chicago. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Just got a question. In Chicago, it's all facts, but I'm hearing you talk about the doxing on Musk's private jet.
You're right.
As guessing. I think it's all cool. It's not, and you know better than that. Why is it that you're guessing at it? You should look into it instead of guessing.
Public information. Anybody
it
can.
It is not. If you
can log on to the FAA. Onto the.
Not quite. I mean, you really got to really.
I've got an app that does it, Al.
You can pull up anybody's IP. Privatize that information. You've got some.
I can pull any plane that's flying under positive air traffic control. I can do it right now as we talk. The app is called Flight Radar 24, and I see that there there's a PC-12 plane at 110 feet flying over right now with a ground speed of 124 knots. It's a PC-24-147. Details of it here. I can get right. The serial number, the country.
They didn't privatize their information, and that's why it's available. But there are people
you can't,
like Musk.
You can't privatize information when you're under air. When you're under positive traffic control, only the military can do.
You need
that.
Research.
I've never even heard of being able to say to the Federal Aviation Administration, I'm going to fly under positive air control, I'm going to fly IFR, and want you to, I don't even know how they would publish. I mean, I know that, we've got jets flying out of, I'm talking F-35s, flying out of the airport, once or twice a week for the National Guard, and they don't show up on my app. But the reason, and radar frequencies and those military radar frequencies in the Parliament Tower.
Tom, it's not that cut and dry. Listen to your show all the time. You're usually good about.
Well, give me a reason to back up what you're saying. Because if these guys were
right
publicizing information, I agree with you. It should be kept private. It's doxing, not private information. If it's available to anybody who looks at the air traffic control system, then it's
so
not.
You're able
doxing.
To look up Musk's flights on your little app.
I can look up any flight that has filed and with the Federal Aviation Administration, and so can you. Download Flight Radar 24
month. Go track Elon Musk.
I have no interest in tracking Elon Musk, Frank.
No, you don't have interest.
No, I'm saying, Al, give me. And like I said,
what app are you using again?
Flight 4. It's probably the most popular. Yeah, go for it. But like I said, if you can find
website or any information or the name of the law or anything. And I'm willing to be convinced. I may be wrong. Like I said, I've been a pilot since I was 17 years old. I mean, it's I have friends who are pilots. So I just, you know, I don't.
Stuff heating up last night. I actually went in and do it, and unfortunately, I'm not at a computer right now. Yeah. Where everything.
Okay. Give me the information. I mean, feel free to tweet it to me, Al. If I will correct myself on the air, Al. Thank you for the call, Charles in House, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm listening to an earlier Charles on the issue of racism.
Okay.
And you quoted the, I think you were talking about the Bible and.
Well, he started with the Bible and you know, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to bring to your attention a, I think it's in a very important book. You probably already know it. It's Karl Popper's Society and Its Enemies.
Karl Popper. It's been 20 or 30 years. Work. I'm not sure if I've read that book, but go for it.
Well, anyway, it basically is, you know, basically the sort of we're having in our own society right now, you know, with this very divided sort of political situation that we're in right now. And he traces back to the Greeks and Plato. And
Charles, you're fading. Your voice is fading away. You need to hold your mouth closer to your microphone.
Can you hear me better now?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
So Popper traces so
anyway,
this back to what?
To Plato, and basically the Peloponnesian War, the war between, you know, Sparta and Athens.
Mm-hmm.
He calls, and he's got a sort of a somewhat different point of view on this, and his idea is that the Spartans were tribalists,
mm-hmm.
and this was an open society that welcomed, you know, democrats and debate.
Right. It was a semi-democratic society.
Whereas Sparta basically was very closed, and their ideas were sort of handed down from on high, away from those ones that we had to stick to those ideas. Particularly all of the stuff.
Yeah, well, that was my point. I mean, he called up and he said, you know, racism is a problem and it started in the Bible. No, I think tribalism is the larger problem. Racism is a subset of that. And yes, it started in the Bible. And you know, but we've got to figure out a way to get past, eliminate both those curses. Charles, thank you. And I think what you're describing is tribalism more than racism.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, or even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Panic? Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, call now for a free consultation.
Calling 800-731-574, 800-731-574, 800.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5